coming to you live from the Guide Dogs for the Blind campus in Boring, Oregon. This is Shane Davidson, and you have another edition of the Audio Guide Dog Training Documentary Podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. And now, on with the episode. And it is Friday, May 4th, 2012, approximately 48 hours pre-departure, before I leave here for Guide Dogs for the Blind of Boring, Oregon. I'm actually not in Boring just yet, but even though the intro says we're heading to Boring, Oregon, we're actually not. You're coming to us, you're actually listening to this live from Ottawa, in my bedroom, and recording this using Studio Recorder. This episode's going to cover some introductory stuff, who I am, for those who don't know who I am, my reasoning for getting a guide dog, and what I, why I chose Guide Dogs for the Blind over some of the Canadian schools. First of all, let's cover who I am. I'm, of course, Shane Davidson, as I said, as it's said in the introduction and will be said in the introduction of every edition of this podcast. I am Shane Davidson. I live in Ottawa, have been here for just about a year now. Actually, it would have been a year last week, last Tuesday, actually. I've lived here in Ottawa for a year, it's been a great year, a slow year, as I continued looking for jobs and schooling and that sort of thing. Over the past year, I've been carefully considering a guide dog, and it came to fruition the one day when I was actually out and about and wandering a new route and realizing, you know what? A dog would make this route a lot easier. You know, I started the process 4 years ago. Let's go ahead and finish it. Got home from the route and made the phone call. Called up Guide Dogs for the Blind. Found out they had my file still on file, and we began the application process. The application process started mid-March. March 18th, actually, to be precise. And has been a rapid month. Went from home. Went from application process to phone interview, to home interview, to a class date initially in August, to last week getting told, "Hey, your class date's May 6th." It's been an insane month, but a good month all around. I'd like to thank the support of people here in Ottawa, those on Twitter, Facebook, those throughout the province here who have supported my willingness to get a dog. Your support is appreciated. And to those who have dealt with some of the insanity here in person as we've put together the final information to acquire the paperwork to go to the States. Excuse me. Why Guide Dogs for the Blind? Why not pick another school closer here, like the one here in Manitoba? For a number of reasons. One of them being the after care support provided by Guide Dogs for the Blind. Guide Dogs for the Blind provides an awesome aftercare program, including annual visits, veterinary costs if you need them, up to a set amount, and has a grad services department that is amazing. It's a community. I find it's more of a family-type setting. You've got people all over Canada and the U.S. who are available to provide support to you, both officially via the school and unofficially via mailing lists that are set up by members. I have not found another school that can do that for me, that has that much community involvement. Guide Dogs for the Blind is a non-profit organization. It relies on the generosity of you, the listener. If you're not a blind individual but want to support a worthy cause, visit www.guidedogs.com and make a donation. It's donations from you and from everyone else that keeps this institution, not institution, wrong word, that keeps this school running and keeps putting such awesome guide dog teams, such as the new partnership that's going to be started here next week, on the streets. What are we going to be covering in this podcast? We're going to be doing some unedited raw audio recordings as we go through the leaving process, the plane, maybe some even flying audio, some initial audio from the school, We'll be touring the dormitory with you. We'll take you out on training routes, etc., etc. There'll be a lot to come in this edition. Hope you enjoy the next 2 weeks of audio that are going to be produced. Do stay with us as we begin this 2 week journey. And that ends this episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, you can leave a comment on the blog post that you downloaded this thing from, or you can email Shane, S-H-A-N-E, at shane.net. Hope to see you next time.